hamemane imoi achar bechelkoi. If, let's say, first you have five people brought the korban together. Now, one of these five people, one in his portion, like he has one fifth of the korban, he wants to include more people in his fifth. Like he's telling another five people, you come onto my fifth, and we'll share it together, and there'll be a kazayas for each one of us. Is alocha rishon bnei chabura, the original five people could tell this fifth person that made a new chabura out of it, liten lo yesh loy, we'll give you the one fifth that you deserve. And you take your one fifth and eat it where you want with your friends. And we'll eat the other four fifths between ourselves. In other words, these five people were our friends. So they wanted to eat together. But now that one of them included another five friends, these first five people or four people have right to say, I don't like your friends. You want to have more friends than your portion? Zuntay. But take and eat in your house and we'll eat separate. That's mutter. So Drashi Mamana Khemimal Pisra, Echad of Nechabur, one of the five people, Shehimno Acherim Imoy, he included now new people, Al Khelka and his portion, Beloy Das Chabura, without asking the other four people, is Rishoyin Loy Maloy, the other four people now could tell this fifth person, Toil Khelkacho, take your fifth, Vitsei Vecholat of Chaburoscho, and take and eat it with your friends, as Khelkacho, would your Chelek take someplace else? And Zakrashi, the Islelai Tan, our town of the Mishnah holds, Pesach Necha Bebeis Chaburus. One korban could be eaten by two different chaburus, two different parties. As long as, whenever you sit down to eat, you only eat there and no place else. But Metchili, you gotta sit down in two different places. Here also, the first four people could tell the fifth person, take your five people and eat someplace else. So the Mari Boyalu, I have a question. B'nei Chabura, you have five people that brought a korban together. Shor yodav shel echad mehem yofos. Now when it came to eat the meat, one guy, mamish, knows how to eat very fast, and he can eat mamish five times as much as the other four people can eat. So what's the locha? Ma'u shiyoy maloy, what can these four people now tell this fifth person? Tol chelkocho v'tzei. Hetzach tzi. First there were five people together, and we meant to say each one would get a fifth of the korban. But not that we're going to put the korban down together, and we'll all start eating together. Because if we all start eating together, you're going to finish half of the korban, and we'll only have to share the other half between the four of us. And that's not right. We only meant to say we'll give you one fifth. So right now we have a right to say, here's one fifth of the korban, that's all. Even in 2 seconds, very good. But you're not going to get nothing more. We're going to take our time for the next hour and eat the other ones, the rest of it. Could we do that or not? Take your one fifth, but say and eat it. That's all, nothing more. Me or Minadu, we say, this fifth person could say no. Hokal Bilson, you were Makaba, you accepted me. In other words, the pshat for accepting means all five are going to sit down to eat together. And we'll eat together means that we all take the meat together. And if I could eat half of the carbon while you'll be eating the other parts, I can still do that. I do, maybe no. They could tell this fifth person, Ki Kal Blinon, when did we accept you? Litikun Ezricha. Only in order that we want the carbon to be a good carbon. In other words, we don't want meat to be left over. We don't want it to be nicer. We know if only four of us will be here, we can't eat so much to be leftover meat. So we included you that you should be able to finish up the last fifth, that it won't be leftover meat. Abadaita Yachalta Tzfeminon. But Adat, you finish up half of the korban, well, we'll be eating up the only one-fifth, like Kablitcho. We didn't accept you. That's the Shaila. Could they say such a svar or not? When you accept five people buy a korban together, like, what's in mind then? Do we say in mind is we eat all together? Or no, we eat portions? Trashi Yodav Yofis. Lishnamaya, nice lushin to say, Memaya Lechel Harba. This person can eat very fast, he can eat a lot. He'll eat half the korban while the other four people are eating the other half. Is Kalbilsun, me Kablusuni. You accepted me, Alechem, upon you. Lechem v'kol koichi b'dom alolu. I paid one fifth now, and the money I gave, I have a right to eat as much as I can eat. Just like you can eat as much as you can eat, I can also eat v'kol koichi all my might. I can eat five times as much as you. That's tough. Or else, no, the other side is Litzkunish Zvicham. Shlayiya Naisem. We only accepted you because we wanted you to eat one-fifth of the korban, that there should not be any meat left over. We thought you'll eat one-fifth, and we'll eat the other four-fifths, and there'll be nothing left over. but we did not accept you that you should either have more than us? That's the question. Did you have such a das in mind or not? Toshima, Hanal Mishnah says, Hamamana Cherimi Moya Chelkoi. If one of the five people now decide to include another five people on his portion, Rishoyin B'nei Chabura, the other four people have right to tell this fifth person, Litan Le'eshaloi, we'll give you one-fifth, V'hu Oichel Le'eshaloi, and V'hein Oichel Le'eshalehem, that this one-fifth you'll divide between your five friends, and we'll divide the other four-fifths between ourselves. Is my timer, what is the reasoning here? Why do they have right to give that person only one-fifth, and say, keep and eat it by yourself? Lav Mishum, Te'evilek Yedayim Shalechem Miyam Yofus. Because now that you included five people in your portion, if we're all going to sit together, it's like you're eating now five times as much as we're eating. And we don't want that. So you see, we have a right to stop one guy from eating five times as much as the other of us. Because really, there are five people together. So the das is, all five have a right to eat one-fifth of the carbon. So if you went and included another five people in your fifths, so take your one-fifth and let them all eat it together. But we're not going to let you, all your five people, eat together with us. Because then you're going to be eaten more than we are. So you see, we have a right to stop you. Smara says no. Now, Yavi Sagadan, if you're going to tell me, Yodis Yofus, Motsi Yomulhu, Kelbil Kablison, if you're going to tell me now, even though one person eats a lot very fast, he has a right to complain and say, you can't stop me. At the beginning, we came together, all five of us, to eat together. So it was like here also, Nevi Haiki Yodav Yofus. Say it's a kashra now Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the four people have a right to tell the fifth person, go away, eat by yourself? Why? Even if this now the fifth person has like five people eating together, but that's the Svara Kablison. You accept it upon yourself. Doesn't matter how many people sit down to eat, you accept it, that's it, we'll all eat together. So Maran says, no, there's no tushtel. Amri loy, I tell you there's no rhyme from here. I tell you day or shani. Maybe different people are different. So what? The inami tarvaya kichad mebnei chabura, who the achli motzi amrli, that the loynichalei inish nuchrin gabon, that really I'll tell you maybe, if one person eats a lot, the original five people, even if they find out now that one of these five mamish could eat five times as much as the other ones, he has the right to eat five times. Because at the beginning, you accepted all tea together. Why does our Mishnah say, if one person has guests over, you have a right to throw them away? That's the chat, because they're different people, they're guests. You don't like them as a guest. In other words, you wanted us five people, we know, we're friends, we want to eat together. Now that you include another five people, not the trackers, they're going to eat too much. But because we don't want to be with their chabur, with their company. So therefore, since they're new people, I have a right to throw away those people, we don't want to be with you. Mashenkin, if you have the original five people, just now it comes out, one of them can eat tremendously fast, more than the other ones, maybe you can't stop him. He has a right to say, you accepted me, I could eat the same time you, we'll all eat together. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Hashamish she'ochol kezayis bosim b'tzaratana. We had the Gemara before, that if a shamish, that he was included, a waiter, he was included on the Korban Pesach. And this Tana is going, that when you start eating your Korban Pesach, you can only eat it in one place, and not in two places. Wherever you start eating, that's where you have to finish. And if you go to another place, you can't eat there. So now the waiter that made a mistake by mistake, and he ate a kezayis of the meat, b'tzaratanu, while he was taking the carbon pesach out of the oven, after it was roasted, right there by the tanner, he ate a kezayis. So now he's up the creek like, because what is he going to do with the rest of the meat, the churi? He's going to serve it to the other b'nei chabura by the table, and once they take the meat to the table, he can't eat there anymore, because his makam now is eaten by the tanner. So what should this waiter do? So we say, he was a smart person. Let him fill his stomach up right there and then. Right now, when he started to eat by the tana, by the oven, let him finish eating right there. In Mashenk, let's say he didn't do that. So now, if the other five people want to do the waiter a favor, they could do him. They could bring their table next to the tanner and sit down and eat right there, today that the waiter will still be able to continue eating even later on. This is what Reb Yehuda said. Now the diak is rotsuin. If the five people want to be nice to the waiter, they can be nice to him. But if they don't want to be nice to him, they have right to say to the waiter, we're sitting down by the table. You have to bring that meat to us. And once they bring the meat over here, the waiter can't eat anymore. So you see, the waiter doesn't have a time to say, what do you mean you're taking the meat away from me? I was part of the cheshbon. I have a right to eat also. The more of amai, why do they have a right to stop the waiter from eating? Like to tell the waiter, bring the meat to the table here. Neymalu, why doesn't the waiter tell back to these five people? Hoka Bilson, you accepted me at the beginning, we're five people together with the korban. So if you can tell me, like, we're mamish all five together, and we have to stick together, so now that the waiter, or be Allah, if anybody, one person started to eat there, all four people have to come next to him, and they have to let them all finish eating right here. Why can they tell the waiter nothing doing? We want to meet by us. And the Gemara Shani Yosem, by a waiter you have no raya. I'll tell you, a waiter is different. The Yamrile, the four people could tell the waiter, Kikab Lincho, when did we accept you to be part of our korban? Like we knew you're the waiter. Is Adaita Dinitricho Kamon? Adas that you're going to work for us. That's a waiter. A waiter works for us. But that we should do something for you, that we never accepted, like here. You did something wrong. You started to eat by the tanner. So you want us to be able to make us eat our korban over there by the tanner. We don't want to do that. We don't want to work for you, like do something for you. So all you say to the waiter is, a waiter, you have to work for us. So that's why here, they have a right to tell the waiter nothing doing. If we want to eat by the table, you have a right to do it. But by not by a waiter, by normal five people, maybe each one has an equal right to do as much as they want. Toshima, come and bring another raya. B'nei Chabura, you had five people, Shehoyu Yodov, Shelechel Niem Yofus. One of these five people came out to be a tremendous eater. He could eat five times as much as the other people could. Is Alokha Rishoyin Loimer. This person has a right to say, Toil Chelkecha Vitzei. The other four people could tell this fifth person, take the portion, one-fifth of the korban, that's all, and go out. So the clear raya here, that they were not accepted at the beginning to eat as much as he could, but rather he's only accepted to be part of the korban that it shouldn't be nicer. But how much does he eat? An equal portion, only one-fifth. For lawyer, now it says another Alokha. Elafilu, Chamisha, you have five people, V'yosa Sibulis, and they made, Rashi says, Tarubis Sudis shall call you Moshe Shana. Five people made up like we'll all eat together. One day by you, one day by me, one day by him. Stam, not after Korban Pesach. Stam, they made up their Sudis throughout the year, we'll share together. Is Alokha Rishoyin Loimaloi, they could tell this person also, Tel Chalkachovit say, in case, now after they made up these five people, we'll all eat together. They see now one guy, Kanayin Hori, can eat five times as much as everybody else. They have a right to say nothing doing. We're not going to feed you every time that you eat up all the food. We're going to make up that you get one-fifth, and that's all. And we get the other fourths. But I call upon him four-fifths. But I call upon him, Shemamin, if we have a clear rayon, that you have a right to stop the person from eating up half of the korban. He only gets his portion one-fifth, that's all. For the more now, my v'loyoid. What does the Braisa mean to say, not only by a Korban Pesach, but even by a regular meal? Mor says, Loi mi boy koma, not only here, but even here. Loi mi boy, not only by Pesach, by Korban Pesach. The Motzi Yamla, they could tell the person, Ki kab lincha, you know, when we accepted all five together, you know what we meant to say? Letzkune zvicha, we only meant to say that all of us should eat the meat, that no meat should be left over to be nicer. But how much you can eat? For sure, we only meant equal portions, only one-fifth each one of us. Elo, but the Chiddush is now, even by regular meals throughout the week, when you made up the five people that will eat at different people's houses. Nami, I would think there, the Tzavsa B'yamahu, I would think there what? The reason why we made up to eat together, because we like the company. We want all five of us to be together. So I would think, since you want my company means that you have to let me eat as much as I could. The Chiddush is no, still, Rishoyim Leimolov, we can tell this person, I want your company good, but not to eat up all the food. And you're going to eat up five times as much as we, for that we didn't accept you. You only have the right to eat one-fifth like anybody else. Yeah. Ika the army, some say like this, Holoi Boilon, this was never a doubt. Elohoch Yudi Boilon, this was a doubt. B'nei Chaburav, you have these five people on the Korban Pesach, Rishoyim Lechalik, are they allowed to divide up? Or Yain Rishur and Lechalik. That was the Sharla. Could they divide up or can't they divide up? Toshima, come and bring your raya. B'nei Chabura. In other words, Chur, it's a Sharla from. Like Rashi says, what Rishur and Lechalik. Lechalik Pesach B'nei Lechol Lechal Chelika Megia. Are they allowed to divide up the carbon equal? We have five people right now, so each one gets a fifth. Or else, no, we have to leave the meat, like the old korban in front of us, and we keep on taking pieces from the korban. That's the shayla. Not a halacha here whether one is a fresher and can eat more. Stam, how do we divide up the korban Pesach? Do we metchila divide it up a fifth to each of us? Or else, no, we leave the portion in front of us, and everybody eats from it. Stam, a shayla namal, how to eat from the korban Pesach? Toshima, b'nei chabur rishoy yodesh lechem miyam yofis, hez rishoyim loy maloy toh chakal chobetzei. So you see, well, we can tell this one person eats too much, we're not going to give you more than one-fifth. So churtzirai, all over, we divide it up. And the Gemara, no, yodesh yofis in, obein, because there's a deep, yofis, yodesh yofis in, only because he eats too much. That's why we give him his portion. Obein yodesh yofis loy. But mashmi, if all of us eat normally, then we don't divide up in four and like each one get a fifth. Rather, we all eat together from the same portion. Shema mina, that's the way it is. It's only if one person is the bigger eater, then we say he only gets one-fifth. But everybody eats normally, then we don't divide the korban, but rather we eat together from the same portion, from the same korban. We have Papa Rav Huna, Bread Rav Yeshua, Areva, Rifta, Bad Yadodi. They went to sit, eat the meal together. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Bread Rav Yeshua, they ate together. So, Adiyocha, Rav Huna, Bread Rav Yeshua, Chada, well, this is not by Korban Pesach. Some, they're eating through the middle of the week. While he finished up one portion, is Ocha Rav Papa Bo, Rav Papa finished up four portions. And Rav Papa was a big man, and he ate a lot, so he was able to eat four times as much as Huna did. Omalei, so he told him, Polagli, divide up for me. I don't want to eat up the whole portion. Like what we made up, I'll eat by you today, you eat by me tomorrow. Man, nothing doing. You're going to eat twice, five times, four times as much to me today and tomorrow. I want you to divide up now the meal. You eat half and I'll eat up half. Omalei, he answered back, Kablisa, no. You accepted me to be your chayes to eat together today. I'm your company today. You have to let me eat as much as I want. So, so they asked all these questions. Vishoni Krishnina, and he answered all the truths, and there's no raya. Eisvei have one kashra on you, v'nei chabura, that the last zach v'nei chabura, that if one person eats too much, I have right to divide up. Omalei hosam diyamrulei, ki kablina latkunes vicham. By a korban Pesach, I could say, you know why we accepted you? Only because we don't want it to be nicer. Mashenkin here was not talking about a korban Pesach's time, we're good friends, and living together, you have to let me eat as much as I want. Eisvei have another raya from you, sibulis. There it's talking about clearly stam a suda that you sit down to eat together and still we could divide up. Is enichnami polakley? So when he brought him a raya from Sibulis, there it's mashmi even by regular suda. If one person eats too much, you have right to divide the meal up in half. So enichnami he divided up in half. Ozal, so he got finished eating with a papa, mashmi wouldn't eat with him anymore. His male ozal or bad the ravina. So now this Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, took another partner to eat with. He went to eat by Rav Huna. Is what happened now? Adiocha Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, Choda, while it took Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua, to eat one portion, Ocha Rav Huna, Timna. Rav Huna finished eight portions. Not only like Rav Papa, four portions, but now he finished eight portions. Is almost, what Rav Huna said. Neya papi, let me have 100 papis. V'loi Chod Rav Huna, not one Rav Huna. Rav Huna eats eight times as much as I'm eating. Rav Papa only ate four times. Let me have him. So I know, vice versa here, Rav Huna was a slow eater. But I call upon him, that's the halacha though. If you're sharing a meal together, and one guy can eat more than you, two or three times more than you, you have right to stop him and saying, we're eating together now, you get half the suda, I get half the suda. It takes me 5 hours. So what? You're finished in 5 minutes, it'll take me 5 hours. But I have right to say, we sat down to eat together, you half and me half. You can't eat eight portions, if I eat one. Tana Rabbanan. Hamamana acherim imo yapischei. Somebody had a korban Pesach, and then he decided before the shchita, he added on more people. More people gave him money. He gave them a chilek of his korban Pesach. V'yal chagigosoi, who adin? You bring a korban chagiga. If you have too many people there, so you want to have more meat to eat, you bring a korban chagiga or a Pesach. Is moyeshe biyadoi chulin. The locher is the money they have in the hand is moyes of chulin. The Gemara will soon explain how do you have money shechulin here. The Chur were talking about the Pesach was a Korban Pesach already, and the money was money that they were mafrish, they set aside for a Korban Pesach. So the Chur, the money is Hegdish, and the Korban is Hegdish. So how do you have money in the hand that's Chulin? The Gemara will soon explain.
Right, another din the Brisa says is that v'amoicher roi losu shlomav. If somebody owns a korban oilo, or he owns a korban shlomim, and he sells it to somebody else that wants to bring a korban oilo, korban shlomim, lo yosav leklum. That's the loch of the korban doesn't belong to you, you have no right to sell it, and the person that buys it didn't gain anything. He went to buy a korban oilo, nothing doing. The korban oilo still belongs to the first owner, and we'll soon see he loses out his money. Umoyes kol shein yitlu nadova. This money now, whatever's left over from this money, you have to give over to the nadova. Nadova means that the sale is not chal, so the original person still owns his korban oilo. The person that gave the money now does not get his money back, but rather that money has to go to the Beis Hamikdash for nadova. Shreti Gemara, v'chim yachad liyosav leklum. Once you're telling me now, Reuven that owned these kabonis has no right to sell to Shimon, so when Shimon gave the money to Reuven, it's like a make of toys. Is Moyes a Mayitlu Nadova? Why do we say this money goes to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kabbonis, to the Nadova? It should go back to Shimon. It's like a Mekkah toys. Shimon gave his way his money. He gave his money to Reuven. I'm not to buy the Korban. But if you're telling me now, Reuven has the right to sell the Korban, so the money should go back to Shimon. My Rovos, Rovos gives a Teretz, you're right. Really, the money should have went back to Shimon. But Knossa, here it's a Knas. That Rabbanu don't want this to happen again. We want to teach you a lesson. Don't go and buy a korban for somebody else. Because the halacha is, you can't buy kabbonis. Kabbonis like blonta kodesh baruch hu. If you want to make a korban, you have to buy yourself a behemoth that's chulin and be maktish that korban. But you can't go and buy a kabbonis for somebody else. So we want to teach you a lesson not to do it again. So we made a knas. That the money that you gave away, you lose it out. So Rashi says, Omar Rabba Knossa. Kansu Rabbanu lekoyin. Rabbanu made a knas, the one that bought it. He should not go and buy it a second time. Another oil of shlomim. Therefore, the made a knas that his money belongs to Hegdish now. Fred Gemara, my kolshin. What do you mean, even a little bit of the money? Luchur is saying now all the money belongs to Hegdish. So, Gemara means like this: Achidish. Afagad lehevi shavi ele abo. Even though the korban oilu really should only cost $4. V'yoyv lecham isha. And he gave $5. So I would think what? That the $5 he gave, he did not give a terrorist a korban. He gave a terrorist a matana to Reuven. So maybe that $5 he should for sure get back. That's the Chiddush. Even this extra dollar that you gave over to Reuven, even though really that dollar was not given for the korban, because you know the korban only costs $4. So that extra dollar, who you only gave him for a matana for a present. So I would say the present you should get back. Kamashmala, no. The Rabbanu made such a kanas upon you that they took away all the money. All that money now goes to Hegdish. Now, I said before, Oma Ula, Vitem Revoishia, Efsha Yodin Chavrin Bavloi Taimadai Milsa. Maybe you, Chavrin, you people from Bavol, will be able to explain to me the first part of this Braisa. The what? Zehifrish Tlela Pitzchoi. One person now has the Kerm Pesach already. He was already Maflish a lamb for his Kerm Pesach. And these other people already mafris set aside money to buy a korban pesach. So they made a good shidduch now that the people gave the money to this person that already has his korban pesach. How do you have this money now that goes out to chulin? Hey, it's bishlein though. If the behemah would have been chulin, and you have money that goes to hegdish, so you say with your money of hegdish you're buying a behemah. So now the behemah comes hegdish. And the money goes out to be chulin. There's a pidyon. You have hegdish on the chulin. But here that both are hegdish, the money was already hegdish, and the behemah was already hegdish, how does it go out to chulin? There's nothing to make it come into chulin. Hegdish alamo means if you have money of hegdish, you can be poiderit. Like say, I'll buy something else for hegdish, so this other thing becomes hegdish, and the money goes out free. But here both the money and the korban is hegdish already. That's the kasha. So Moran says, Omar Abaya, Ela, the one teretz is the way Rav Oishi says. So Abaya says, if not for Rav Oishi's